This is the NFC North Spotlight.
A spectacular run by the most spectacular runner in the NFL, Adrian Peterson.
Looks like this time throws. Calvin, touchdown Detroit Lions. Devin Hester, you are ridiculous.
And there is your Super Bowl dagger.
Send your emails to nfcnorthspotlight@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at nfcspotlight.
All right. Welcome to the NFC North Spotlight, where we do just that. We shine a spotlight on maybe arguably the best division in the NFL, the NFC North. I'm here. You're here with Chief. I'm your host. Next to me, I got Kron.
What up?
All right. And then my other dynamic player in the huddle, Fred Fun.
Hello.
All right. How's it going, fellas?
Bear Fanish.
Good to be here.
Yeah, you took a low blow already.
Absolutely. I love it. Welcome to football season.
That's right. As you can see, we will not be your average podcast host.
Balls will be kicked.
And feelings will be hurt. Is anybody as much all grins as I am about the season here? I mean, football is maybe the best time of year.
It is. Definitely. Lasts way longer than Christmas.
I mean, if you put Christmas somewhere else, you probably have a better year.
Ooh,
outside of football season, man, it'd be like football all year.
How sacrilegious is that? That you want to move Christmas instead of football? I feel it.
I know, man.
Ooh, wow.
Well, I tell you what,
we are a bunch of people who do not care about what else happens on Sunday.
Welcome to the first edition of the Spotlight. I'm glad you're here with us. All right, we're gonna do the best we can to entertain you as we inform you about our division, you know, filled with a lot of exciting things going on this year. We got a new format this year. All right, we'll be checking in with the NFL. You know, maybe just a couple of the highlights, and we'll be going over the good and the bad and the ugly for each team. We have separate different segments as
NFC North, you know,
the Spotlight Steeler. We'll be doing the North Star.
NFC North.
You know, we'll talk a little fantasy sometimes.
NFC North.
But it's all about NFC North.
Mm-hmm. NFC North.
As you can hear, my comrade over here. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get right off into it, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Please do.
All right. We're going to get right into welcome to the NFC North. And then when I say that, I'm talking about the rookies that just graced themselves with our presence here in this division.
Grace themselves in their presence.
Yeah, so if you want to look at it. But we're going to welcome them in. All right. We'll deal with the first round. First round only. We'll start with Minnesota. They drafted Matt Khalil, offensive tackle.
Boom.
Boom. I think he's going to be a starter right away.
Yeah, but he's not panning out to be the super monster A1, I'm dominating the guy in front of me.
Can be there
left
for 12
tackle
years,
that you're supposed to be. He's supposed to be there for 12 years dominating like Willie Roth, but I don't think he's going to be a Willie Roth.
I mean, mind you, we just had preseason.
I'd be happy if he was a Kareemi, but not her.
He'll be better than Kareemi at this point. Kareemi's been Kareemed, right?
Yeah. Holy.
But he has some stability to your line, man, and I think that was important.
Yeah.
He's far the best tackle that was taken out the draft. So.
Yeah, he's making us better, but I expected super elite. He's only elite.
He's only elite. I mean, he's not even elite yet. He ain't touched the field yet. See, that's what I be talking about, man. Motherfuckers just get way over themselves.
Wait a minute. Let's hear about you guys. Whoever's next. Let's go to somebody else.
Okay, we're going to go Green Bay.
All right.
Green Bay. You know, they went our defense this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their first pick was Nick Perry. You know, they said the guy's looking good.
I know nothing about him.
Well, they say the boy's looking good. He's a defensive end. And, I'm not really scared of Green Bay's defense at this point. They still got a lot of building to do off last year. But, I mean, they drafted six, so I don't know how you go wrong with that. You know, if you're putting all your money into the defense, I don't know what you're doing with that one.
How many of them are going to be starting?
That remains to be seen.
No one knows.
Is Nick Perry starting?
That's why we call it Welcome to the NFC North.
But he almost has to. They were kind of thin last year. Hmm. And they've been devastated by injuries, but still winning football games on AR's arm. So,
All right, Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, yes. Shane McClellan.
Shane McClellan.
Yep, I'm going to reserve judgment on him at this point because I think he was drafted out of position. Mm. You know, for your first pick, I think that's ballsy. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that.
You and I were sitting side by side when his name was called.
Mm-hmm.
And you were so excited.
I don't think so.
You were.
I don't think so. I think if I remember myself, I was like, really? Shane McClellan, huh?
Good pick. He's going to solidify our...
Solidify. I don't even think I know that word. Stuff and...
You were happy.
Thank you for giving me that much, though. I guarantee you might never hear me say solidify.
Mm-hmm. You just said solidify.
like three times.
I think I was just brainwashed.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Let's solidify this by wrapping it up.
What about the Lions? You talking about Detroit?
That's it. We're going to wrap it up. And we're going to go with Detroit. They drafted offensive lineman Riley Reiff.
Really? I didn't even know what they picked.
Well, see, and I think you're a little out of touch at this point. And that's why we do this. You know, we got to wrap our minds around what's going on here in our division.
It might just be my hateful, selfish,
because it's the greatest division.
I mean, it really is, man. It really that's why we spotlight it. You know? That's why it's called the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think today we're just going to concentrate on, we know what they're best at. We go off what they're best at, what they need to improve in, and who needs to step up for these teams this year. You know, we'll be back after week one, and we'll go over some things, you know, go over the new format and all things of that sort. But for right now, we're just going to introduce ourselves and what we're thinking about these teams and, you know, which way the spotlight is shining on a lot of these teams here.
It's the Chicago Bears!
All right, we're going to start off with the Chicago Bears. And I think everybody here knows the Bears usually known for defense, so that's what they're best at. But we're going to talk about what they need to improve at. And I think it's that offensive line. Honestly, I think that offensive line had more parts running through it than Gary Coleman's afro.
Wow. Honestly.
So that's going to be the major emphasis on their season this year. And I think if that goes well, you know, Jamarcus Webb steps up. You know, he's their left tackle. I think, you know, he led the league in a lot of poor stats last year. So I think if they improve that, you know, this team would be, you know, light years ahead of where they were last year before Jay got hurt. What you think?
I don't care. I hate the Bears.
Of course you do. But that's not what you're here for.
Okay. Now, to give my truly objective thing. My big thing about the Bears is they're always dangerous. They are truly Bears. If you back them into a corner, they're always dangerous. That's why I like for them to have too many options.
Well, they got some options.
They have a lot of options this year, and I hope that their quarterback drops back and blows them.
And speaking of their quarterback, I think that's who needs to step up this year is Jay Cutler. I mean, honestly, he got is this offense this year. He's got weapons. You know, without him, the Bears go nowhere. So that's who I'm looking to put in the spotlight this year for them.
I agree to disagree. It's your offensive line again.
Well, that's where he needs to improve.
Yeah.
I said Jay needs to step up. You know, there's 2 years in a row where we was going to run, he got hurt. You know, I always think he don't play well at night anyway, but that's just my theory.
Is Kareemi coming back again?
Kareemi's back.
He's back. He was your best line.
Yeah, but he got hurt maybe first game of the season last year, so he was null and void.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But that's a big part of it right there. That left a huge gaping hole. And you guys care. You went on without him. But now that you have a surplus at running back.
Yeah, that's it. New weapons, new offense.
The pressure's on them.
I hope that
to
blows
perform.
Up for them to. They both do too well, too fast, and it's a problem. That's all I can really ask for.
Mm-hmm. What if they can't handle the pressure?
Yeah, so really, we're all saying the same thing. You know, said that line needs to improve more, and you know, Jay needs to be Jay. I mean, he's got weapons now. There's no more excuses. You know?
You guys took a lot on the injury side, too. Who's healthy?
Well, everybody's healthy right now except for Brian Urlacher, so. You know, but you know that I think he's probably gonna have to play in pain all year, so that's how it's gonna go.
Oh yeah, he is 50. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on.
Your Minnesota Vikings.
All right, Minnesota Vikings. We all know what they're good at. They rush that passer. Jared Allen. You know, 22 sacks last year, almost set the record.
Woo-hoo.
He's a beast. Okay. Bringing down quarterbacks faster than the Miami Dolphins. Something like that.
That was close. But
it was close. I was reaching.
Let me see. Brings down quarterbacks faster than Miami strip clubs.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Ba-dum-ts. All right. All right, but we'll be talking about improvement here. What do they need to improve in? And I got their secondary. Honestly, you guys gave up, you know, like a million yards passing last year. You know, the Vikings are very weak at that position, so you know, we're looking for them to have to improve greatly this year.
We did pick up two picks in the draft to fill our secondary.
Yeah, and you bring Winfield back.
Yeah.
Okay, you drafted the safety Harrison.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's looking to be pretty good right now.
Yeah,
so
he's gonna be our answer.
So I don't know if he's gonna be an answer, but
well, I said he's our answer. We don't have any other choice.
Yeah, you're right. All right, and all right, who needs to step up for the Minnesota Vikings this year?
Well, according to you.
According to me.
It's Christian Ponder.
It is Christian, Mr. Ponder. Okay.
But once again, maybe I've become soft in my old age, but I am a big proponent in if your offensive line doesn't protect you, then how can you be effective?
Okay. Well, I mean, but he is the franchise, and if he's going to be the franchise, he better look something like it this year.
Well, we need to protect him.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what, though? Ryan Khalil is going to make more money than he is this year.
And maybe deservedly so. Who am I to argue? All right, so that's it for the Minnesota Vikings. We're moving on.
Green Bay Packers.
All right, everybody knows Green Bay Packers scores points. Okay, that's what they're good at. That's what they're best at. But what do they need to improve? What do we say? Their defense needs to improve. Okay, they only had 29 sacks last year. That just won't do. Okay, I think Jared Allen had damn near that many himself. So
yes, Jared Allen had 22.
Yeah, you're a little slow on that over there. I'll let you know. All right, so.
Well. Somebody always cheering for the Packers. That's why I hate them.
Boy, the Packers, they did draft 6 defensive players, so I think they most definitely know they need to improve in that area.
They need half a defense. Huh? Yeah.
They need half a defense, over half of that bad boy. I'm going to let you know. So that's the direction they went because I don't think they have to worry about Aaron Rodgers too much.
Not at all.
Until
somebody knows how to stop a back shoulder fade, it's going to be hell to pay.
For many years. So, he is the dagger in the hearts of the other NFC teams at this point.
You know. I hate them.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
That's too straight.
Why? Why do people hate them?
Two straight big-time quarterbacks.
Why do people
forever?
Hate them, or why does he?
Fans.
He hates them.
Football fans.
Not all fans don't that like. You know, they have fans all over the place.
It's not just the Packers. It's not the Packers, actually. It's their fans.
Yeah, they're fans. They got fans all over.
Combative. Insolent.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, stepping up for Green Bay, I'm gonna put it on their secondary. You know, Jamar Williams really needs to step up, and whoever starts on the other side of him, because they moved Charles Woodson to safety, you know,
absolutely,
which is pretty awesome move because that adds a couple more years to him. So, you know, I expect him to be flying around ball hawking.
He doesn't have to do a job anymore. I'm just going to wait for where the ball goes.
So those corners are going to have to step up. So for Green Bay,
You think he's going to be able to do it? Just go in there and be awesome.
I think Charles Woodson is awesome. So yeah, I think he moved there.
And what they do have is really good tackles up front, right there. They give you a push because Raji and me could move around some things. And so anybody who is actually something could stand in next to Raji. And they drafted another big time defensive tackle.
Yeah, they hit two at each position. You know, two linemen, two linebackers. Two in the secondary. So.
Insane.
They are ready to come
insane.
And keep
they're
going to
be reloaded, man. Wicked defense if they did, right?
So I don't expect 15-1 again, honestly. But, you know.
Why not?
But you know what?
Maybe 12-4. Yeah,
12-4 is a monster record.
It is a monster record.
And you know what, though? Because people know a little bit about what to do, but their defense is, if their defense changes just a little bit, they could be, I don't even want to say it. Fuck them.
Enough Packer love. Moving on.
Franchise. Or what do they call it?
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Up.
Nah, we don't speak that. Moving on.
They missed, though. They went 15-1. They won as many playoff games as the Vikings did.
Yes.
Detroit Lions.
Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson. We already know.
Megatron.
That connection. We already know. That's what they're good at. We already know this already. There's no sense in talking about that. What do they need to improve? Secondary. Their secondary let them down several times last year. I mean, it felt like every week Stafford and Calvin Johnson was coming back at the end because they were getting lit up early in the game. So I know that part of the game needs to improve. They get Delmas back, you know, from injury. Hopefully that boosts up the secondary a little bit.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, he took a sucker punch too, you know, in that whole process. From who was that, the wide receiver, what's his name? Titus. Titus tightened them up a little bit. Detroit got issues, man. I mean,
they're always in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they believe in the thug chemistry thing.
Right now, they have more arrest warrants than
Pro Bowlers.
Boom. They got more drug counts than them than Lance Armstrong.
Now that's big. All right. Step it up is that run game. I'm telling you, Detroit hasn't had a run game in several years.
Since Barry Sanders.
Who was all over TV last few days, too.
Sweet.
Shouts out to Barry.
He came back.
Yeah. All right.
He must need some money.
Kill us.
Oh. Barry must need some money.
Kill the Bears. Yeah, he must need a little change or something. That's all right, though. You know, do what you do. You're a Hall of Famer. You should be getting paid. Okay? But they run the game. They haven't had 1,000-yard rusher since 2004. You know, which explains a lot. So that run game got a lot of holes in it. They got a lot of injuries. Speaking of injuries too, I can't wait to introduce everybody to Doc.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, we have a resident Doc physician
out of control,
and you will be hearing from from the resident doc here. Charlie E. Horse, is that his name?
Yeah, that's physician. Charles E. Horse.
Physician Charles E. Horse. He'll give you all our injury updates weekly. And so I hope you guys stick around to hear that. All right, but back to Detroit.
That line has more holes in it than a golf course.
And boom, boom. You sound like Rodney Dangerfield's joke book.
I'm deadpanning him, though. Like I'll deliver him deadpan like that. No excitement, just deadpan. Bam. Bow, pow.
All right, but not much else to say about Detroit. You know, they're on the come up. They're looking good,
yes.
And they're scary. They're gonna be a force to be reckoned with around here. You know, as long as Matthew Stafford stays injury free, I mean, I see no reason for him not to throw the ball to Calvin Johnson. Megatron. Okay, who's on the cover of Madden this year?
Madden. Ooh. Mm. Let's see. We'll check back for the Madden curse.
Check back for the Madden curse. We'll keep you updated.
Chief, can I have this year's standings from you in the most fabulous division that is football?
All right, well, yeah, we can wrap it up with that. I'm going. It's hard for me to say it, though.
I know it's hard. But
I got to go Green Bay winning the division.
Okay.
I got Chicago and Detroit coming into a close second place race. But Chicago going to pull it off because I think our team is put together a little better.
A little more mature.
In the long run. Then I got Detroit and then Minnesota bringing up the rear. And that'll be how I rank them.
It's hard for me to really argue it because.
I mean, any disagreements?
We're at the bottom.
Email us, you know.
We're at the bottom and Green Bay's at the top, yeah. Yeah, Detroit doesn't quite have enough to me. Their defense doesn't really stand up when it's time. And come February, that's when you're going to really need them. We'll see what they are then in late January.
All right. So you're agreeing?
I'm going to agree.
You're going to agree. Two down. What do you think?
I don't even want to do this.
I mean,
but I can call.
You gotta have a preseason. You gotta have a preseason.
All right, then I would. Know. I would say I mean, you we can Packers, revisit this. Packers, Bears. I would say the same though.
Mm-hmm. So, so it's obviously it's gonna come out different because
if everything comes out,
we aren't agreeing.
My heart says Bears, Packers, Detroit. I think I
but
like.
What
to
is
think,
your mind?
To I like to think that the you know all three of those teams are going to be in the playoffs.
You would like to think that.
Wow. I would. I think that'd be exciting as that's all get out. You know?
Unprecedented, almost.
Almost. Yeah. The North pulled it off before.
And then I would like to see my team, of course, triumph.
Triumphant.
Yeah. But,
you like those, you like to see them kick the pigskin through the big H?
Yes.
We kick the oblong ball through it. Big. And I'm like pigskin yep. three, big H. Yep. It's quite exciting,
mm-hmm. quite exhilarating.
It's the most ripping victory.
The most ripping. So, so look, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the first episode.
Oh my goodness, I do not believe it's you.
Of Spotlight. Remember, tune in, check out the format. Hope we entertain you. And this is Chief signing off.
Crumb, I love the Vikings.
And I'm Fred.
Football. Peace out.
Football. Send your emails to nfcnorthspotlight@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @NFC Spotlight.